representative or the represented. Recently, a black congresswoman from Florida revealed that white legislators from the state's redistricting body changed her district to include the state's overcrowded but underrepresented prisons, thereby ensuring her defeat when the next election comes around for prisoners can't vote. While legislator Corinne Brown, Democrat from the 5th District, has a claim, the better solution shows us how the Congressional Black Caucus has failed its constituencies and its members by not fighting for deeper, broader voting rights, like enfranchisement of prisoners. In South Africa, the post-apartheid government opened the door to prisoner voting. The same practice holds for Israel. If the Congressional Black Caucus had fought for and prevailed on prisoner enfranchisement, Representative Brown would have no viable argument against the redistricting process, for prisoners would be allowed to vote for anyone, just as everyone can. The nation that claims to be a democracy should not exclude people from voting, but seek the broadest, deepest constituency. All of the people should be represented, not just some. The prisoner exclusion from voting arises from state attempts to weaken black political power after Reconstruction, which outlawed all black voting under white supremacist governments and legislatures. The echoes of that tradition remains a principle in American law, with little other than tradition itself as justification. This is no solution to the crisis of mass incarceration, not by a long shot. Mao famously said, "Politics is war without bloodshed." It has its place, too, to combat the extreme isolation facing captives of the biggest imprisonment boom on earth. It's not a solution. It's not a talisman to be worshipped. It's a tool, and the oppressed need every tool that they can touch. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.